From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. The Missouri Department of Transportation is asking for suggestions from the public on ways to turn Interstate 70 into a highway of the future. A 2014 MoDOT report said in order to address problems along I-70, the cheapest option was $2 billion, and more significant expansions could cost up to $4 billion, out of reach for the Missouri budget. Stephen Miller, chairman of the Missouri State Highways and Transportation Commission, said Wednesday the Transportation Department wants to hear from private industry and innovators on how to help create the first section of a high-tech highway along I-70 between Independence and Wentzville. A coalition wants legislators to improve law enforcement after the Missouri Attorney General's office released a report showing significant racial disparities in traffic stops. KBIA's Jade Turk tells us more.
Faith leaders and other organizations are responding to the vehicle stops report issued by Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster this week. Last year, African American drivers were 75% more likely to be stopped by police on Missouri roads than whites. That is the highest rate recorded since data collection began in 2000. Pastor of Quinn Chapel AME Cassandra Gold says local police systems are biased and dysfunctional.
Every police car probably in the whole country says to protect and to serve. And it seems that in the state of Missouri, based on these numbers from the Attorney General, it is not to protect all, and it is certainly not to serve all.
For KBIA News, I'm Jade Turk.
The man accused of shooting two police officers during a Ferguson protest has pled not guilty. 20-year-old Jeffrey L. Williams was arraigned Wednesday on charges of felony assault, armed criminal action, and a weapons offense. Williams is accused of wounding a St. Louis County officer and a Webster Groves officer on March 12th during an early morning rally after the Ferguson police chief resigned. Both officers survived. Prosecutors say Williams told investigators he fired a gun but was aiming at someone else. But Williams' attorney, Gerald Christmas, again asserted Wednesday that his client was not the shooter. Williams was indicted by a grand jury in May and is jailed on a $300,000 cash bond. Missouri Senate leaders have approved a workplace policy book that includes steps for dealing with allegations of harassment. Approval of the handbook Wednesday by the Senate Administration Committee comes as the chamber is contracting with a private attorney in response to a workplace harassment complaint. But the handbook had been in development for several years. The Senate previously had no manual, though it did offer training on workplace harassment. Separately, Senate staffers are working with a House committee to revise the legislature's intern policies. That effort comes after the May resignation of House Speaker John Deal, who acknowledged exchanging sexually suggestive text messages with an intern. Columbia-based contractor Emery Sapp & Sons will design and rebuild the Interstate 70 bridges in Columbia. Missouri Department of Transportation officials announced the decision today. Assistant Director Engineer Travis Kessner says Emery Sapp & Sons will begin work on the $18 million project immediately. MoDOT officials say the process will combine design and construction into one contract to save time and resources. Chip Jones is the Emery Sapp & Sons project manager.
We have our own engineer that helps, works with us in conjunction with the construction side to design and build the project. So it goes hand in hand. While we're designing it, we'll actually start building the project before the final design is complete. And then that allows us to work with the engineer to come up with better delivery methods. Sometimes when it's just designed first, we have different ideas of how we could actually build it. This allows the two to work together in conjunction to come up with a better mousetrap, more or less.
Jones says the bridges are in safe but poor condition, and given the continued wear and tear, the rebuilding process is necessary. The target completion date is October 1, 2016. According to MoDOT, Sapp's proposals for several of the new bridges to be built next to the existing structures and then slid into place to minimize closures on I-70 and the affected city streets. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News, Columbia.